Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
China produces more than 80% of all the world's polysilicon, what solar panels are made from. And it's not an irrelevant point to note that they do that by using coal-fired electricity, because making solar polysilicon is extraordinarily energy intensive. So China is doing it with, reportedly, slave labor, but let's set that aside and just look at the energy issues, which is they use coal to make it, and we use diesel fuel to transport it, and we import it. We're a net importer of almost everything relevant with respect to anything that's so-called green energy, whether it's key components of wind turbines, solar panels, of course, and all the key materials and minerals to make batteries for electric cars, in which China also utterly and completely dominates. And indeed, now, China...
One of the things that the White House said in response today in one of the reports on this was that, oh, well, this is all good because this is going to get us faster or more reliably to the 2035 zero carbon world they're trying to create. Yeah. How realistic is that? And I know you've done great stuff for PragerU on this.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, let's just not to put a fine point on it either. The zero carbon world by 2035 has 0% chance of happening. I mean, the world has spent more than $5 trillion, probably closer to $10 trillion over the last two decades to avoid using hydrocarbons, oil, natural gas, and coal. And that's resulted in a 2 percentage point reduction in the share of world energy coming from hydrocarbons. And solar and wind today combined supply about 3% of world energy. This is not, trillions of dollars are not going to make any difference to delinking the world from hydrocarbons. In fact, as of right now, 95% of all things that move in the world, all the machines that move people and goods, are powered by oil.
Well, at least Venezuela and Saudi Arabia will be able to produce it.
We're headed toward an exciting all-renewable energy future. Wind and solar will power the world of tomorrow. And tomorrow isn't far off. It's time to wake up. You're having a dream. Here's the reality. Oil, natural gas, and coal provide 84% of all the world's energy. That's down just 2 percentage points from 20 years ago. And oil still powers nearly 97% of all global transportation. Contrary to headlines claiming that we're rapidly transitioning away from fossil fuels, it's just not happening. Two decades and $5 trillion of governments investing in green energy, and we've barely moved the needle. This was supposed to be easy. Why is it so hard? In a word, rocks. To get the same amount of energy from solar and wind that we now get from fossil fuels, we're going to have to massively increase mining by more than 1,000%. This isn't speculation. This is physics. Copper, iron ore, silicon, nickel, chromium, zinc, cobalt, lithium, graphite, and rare earth metals like neodymium. We need them all. And then those metals and materials have to be turned into motors, turbine blades, solar panels, batteries, and hundreds of other industrial components. That also takes lots of energy, which requires even more mining. As a World Bank study put it, these green technologies are in fact significantly more material intensive than our current energy mix. That may be the understatement of the century. Raw materials account for 50 to 70% of the costs to manufacture both solar panels and batteries. Until now, it hasn't really mattered that much because wind and solar still account for only a few percentage points of the global energy supply. They're an applause line for environmentalists, not a major energy player, and it's unlikely they will be in the foreseeable future. But for the sake of argument, let's say we sharply ramp up mining. Where would these new mines be located? Well, for one, China. That country is today the single largest source of most of our critical energy materials. The United States is not only a minor player, but is dependent on imports for 100% of 17 critical minerals. Do we want to give China more political and economic leverage? Europe has made itself dependent on Russia for 40% of its natural gas. How well has that worked out? Ironically, we have all the minerals we need right here in North America. But good luck trying to get them out of the ground. Proposals to build mines in the United States and increasingly almost everywhere else meet fierce opposition, if not outright bans. To give just one example, in 2022, the Biden administration canceled
a proposed copper and nickel mine in northern Minnesota. This was after years of delays navigating a maze of environmental regulations. And yes, the same environmentalists and green-leaning politicians who tout all the benefits of electric cars are the same people who make mining the materials essential to build those cars, like copper and nickel, all but impossible. Try to square that circle. So far, we've only talked about today's energy needs. What about tomorrow's? Future energy demand will be far greater than today's. That's been true for the entire history of civilization. The future will not only have more people, but also more innovations. And entrepreneurs have always been better at inventing new ways to use energy than to produce it. It's obvious but worth stating. Before the invention of automobiles, airplanes, pharmaceuticals, or computers, there was no energy needed to power them. And as more people become more prosperous, they will want the things others already have, from better medical care to vacations to cars. In America, there are about 80 cars for every 100 citizens. In most of the world, it's about 5 per 100 citizens. Over 80% of air travel is for personal purposes, so that's 2 billion barrels of oil a year. Hospitals use 250% more energy per square foot than an average commercial building. And the global information infrastructure, the cloud, already uses twice as much electricity as the entire country of Japan, the world's third largest economy. The massive data centers at the heart of the cloud alone consume almost 10 times more electricity than the world's 10 million electric cars. E-commerce has taken off and it's propelling record growth in warehouses, increasingly filled with energy-hungry robots. America's truck freight index more than doubled in the past decade to deliver the goods to and from those warehouses. These are today's known trends. While we can't predict the future, we can predict there'll be more innovation in robotics, drones, quantum computing, biotechnology, and new industries not yet imagined. All of it will require more energy, a lot more. Fossil fuels, nuclear energy, and yes, renewables will be required. But if you think we could get it all from wind and solar, dream on. I'm Mark Mills, Senior Fellow at the Manhattan Institute for Prager University.
We are back. And all right, here's now, Joe, people saying, wow, we know the country's in bad shape. What do we do? What do we do? Well, here's how you get started, folks. The most important thing, I know you say, he's going to say it again, is to make your salvation sure. Again, it doesn't, you know, I don't. You can believe it, whatever you want, but the reality is you are going to die, and when you die, you're going to go to heaven or hell. You don't want to go to the latter. Believe me, that is reality. God has said this. God has said it. He made it so. He says, I have said it, and I will do it. And guess what? Every time he said it, he did it. Now, number two. Find yourself a good church. Find yourself a good church. If you're able to go to church, find yourself one who's got a pastor that's bold as a lion. And you're going to need, you know, you're going to need to surround yourself with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. I know our church, yeah. Doers of the Word. When something happens to one of us, all of us show up. And that's the way it's supposed to be. We're one body in Christ. Then, here... You got to start.
United we stand, divided we fall, and you've got to have backup, right?
Absolutely. We've got, right now, we need 47. We are 4,700 short, 4,700. And we've got exactly 40 minutes, and we have to raise 4,700. And we want to say, Maryland and Tampa, thank you. Two pledges, 200. Thank you, Maryland. Thank you. All right, now.
Like you said the other night, if just all the people that receive the newsletter would send in $50, we wouldn't have to do this.
We don't have to do
we
it.
We have enough listeners out there that if even, I'd say, 10, 20% of the listeners sent us $20, we probably would not have to have a pledge week.
If everybody that gets the newsletter were to send in $50, this would be, we would have to do this every 2 years. So there you go.
Well, we realize some of those people that get the newsletter are older, retired, on pensions, and you know couldn't do 50. But there's some of you out there that could make up you know, very easily for them. And God says He will reward, you know, any buddy that helps support a ministry that does his work, that glorifies him. God has promised that you will share in the blessings of that ministry, and we have the prison ministry, Right to Life ministry, King's Word School of the Bible, a trucking ministry, pastors who've been in hospice, the radio ministry, where we give an invitation every night.
We don't have boring days at all, Joe, but no. That number, folks, that you got to call, especially for credit cards, is 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. Joe, we were telling people what they need to do. Now, DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, officially announces revival of World War II era Florida State Guard. This is what we need to do in Ohio here. And a number of states are looking to do that, bringing back, and that is a, actually, it's a civilian guard, okay? Touting the opportunity.
Militia, in other words, right?
Right. Touting opportunity for unvaccinated people that were booted from the military. So these are the people that get booted out of the military. And so 6 months after first proposing the idea and drawing national tax from the Communist Party, that better known as Democrats, and the fake news media, Florida Governor Ronald DeSantis on Wednesday officially announced the reestablishment of the Florida State Guard. The U.S. military has been kicking out great service members over the dictator Biden's regime's unacceptable COVID vaccine mandate, and they're even targeting members of the National Guard. DeSantis said, according to the news release from his office, the governor said restoring the State Guard, which has been dormant since 1947, and disbandment would bring the state's capacity to assist residents during times of crisis. And this is what we have to do in every state. Look, I do not recognize, Joe, that current government. It's got no legitimacy. It's got no legitimacy there because it has no legitimacy, Joe, because it's gone totally contrary to God's word, the Bible. It would be a sin for me to recognize their authority, Joe, because they have gone contrary to the word of God in every way. They are totally illegitimate.
The Constitution, we talk about it all the time. Over and over and over, they just ignore Supreme Court rulings, ignore the Constitution. They are not following the Constitution, and we are told by the Founding Fathers that when that happens, we have a right to overthrow and take over the government, take it back.
So here, DeSantis appointed retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel Chris Graham, a Miami native, as director of the Florida State Guard. Graham enlisted in the Marine Corps at 17, after which he served in the counter-drug branches coalition and special warfare division before becoming a pilot and serving in the casualty evacuation mission during the 2003 Iraq War's invasion phase. He was then called on to become a founding member of the Marine Corps, now deactivated anti-terrorism battalion, where he served as a task force commander. That's what we need to do in every state. We need to do that. Okay. Bring it back right now, because
the other thing we need the listeners to understand, there's an old saying, politics, all politics is local. How many of you gone to your local Republican Party meeting in your city, your county area, taking part? There's so much going on a local level. I learned many years ago, I went to a local meeting and realized how few people were there. These few people were making decisions that affected candidates and policy. You've got to get involved in the government. You've got to start backing candidates that, you know, we can be proud to have, people that are God-fearing, Bible-believing, love their God, family, country, are willing to stand up for the Constitution. So you've got to get involved politically. And you've got to start, talking about things. Oh, I don't want to hear about, politics.
Joe, we've had a number of new people attending our church, coming to our church. And the reason for that is there was one of the mega churches in the area has The pastor had actually gotten in the pulpit and said Christians should not be involved in politics.
Right. It's a dirty business, yeah. In other words, don't put a team on the field. If the other team out there has a team, well, even if they're a team of not nice people, if you don't put your team on the field, who's going to win? You're going to lose by default. If we don't join the battle, we lose it.
Absolutely.
Simple, folks.
And then so, folks, okay, run to an activist church. Say, here's what God's Word, the Bible, says. We are to be doers of the Word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves, okay? Faith without works is dead. Now, what are we talking about? Where it comes to people say, well, you've got to keep your politics and your faith separate. No. Look, from Genesis to Revelation, every single prophet, every single priest, every single preacher, their faith, and again, remember, none ensued this like the Lord Jesus himself. Their faith and their politics were inseparable. They were one of the same. They were exactly the same thing. And folks, that's the way it's supposed to be. Okay? We are to be separatists out there. We're in this world, but we're not to be of it. And we are to have higher standards. And again, our politics comes right out of God's Word, the Bible, where our faith comes from. And so, again, God's Word, the Bible, doesn't stutter, to be doers of the Word, not just hearers. And 888, Joe, the phones are not ringing again. 888-281, what did I say, the last one, 47? I think 4,700 short. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. So, Joe, listen to this. Communism 101, Seattle High School is having their students pledge to support burn, loot, and murder, formerly Black Lives Matter, abortion, and everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls a sin. Drag queens to come and talk in the schools, to accept and embrace cultural Marxism. Here, that's exactly what's happening. Now, let me ask you this, Joe. This is what's happening at Eastlake High School in the Seattle area. Joe, do the parents that have their children in those schools, could they possibly love their children?
I don't see how. They're giving their children to the devil to be educated. That doesn't sound like love to me.
Seattle area East High School has demanded that students sign a letter of support of burn, loot, and murder, formerly Black Lives Matter, open borders, baby killing by abortion, and every leftist issue, and that's connected to a student mentor as an incoming freshman. They have to sign this as they come in. Students who want to participate in what should be a standard monitoring program, code of conduct, pledge, which includes some standards of good behavior and potential content, but the veers off course to the left. They say women's rights are human rights. And, I mean, it's absolute nothing but totally communist. So, folks out there listening to me, I don't know. If you've got your children in Eastlake High in Seattle area, I don't know how you can possibly love your children. I don't know how you could do that and have them in that hotbed of indoctrinated antichrist satanic indoctrination center. All right, Carolyn in Ohio pledges $75. Joe?
Thank you, Kat. We need to hear from you folks. We try to only do this once a month. We hate talking about money. There's so many things going on in the world and Bible studies to teach and things in the world to talk about, but we have to have the donations to stay on the air. It is so simple. We really, really need to hear from you if you want to hear from us. And we can thank you for donating, but God will bless you for it. That's the only thing I can say. It's just God has put it out there. You need to prayerfully consider whether you want to keep us out there being the voice of the Christian resistance or not.
All right, Joe, I know you're out in Missouri, but you've been up here with us. Do the people in this ministry, do they work hard? Do they put everything in it?
Very hard. There's something going on at that church just about every day. There's somebody traveling somewhere doing something, involved in a dozen different things. It's the busiest place I know.
Do they do it because the Word of God says, be you a doer of the Word? Do they do it because for the cause of Christ?
Forced, ordered, or bought and paid for. They do it because of the love of God and want to be obedient.
And I praise the good Lord for all of those that do. Now, folks, because of this, now, I just pledged yesterday 1,000, but I'm going to pledge right now another 1,000, another 1,000. But I want, and I'm asking you out there, I'd like to get 5 people to match that pledge. I need 5 of you to match that $1,000 pledge for tonight. And so there you go. I need, you know, we only have, right now we've got less than 30 minutes for tonight and less than 2 hours for tomorrow. So we break down to about 2 hours and 10 minutes for, you know, between now and tomorrow. Okay, so 888-677-9673 is the number to call right now. Call 888-677-9673. Call that phone right now. It's not ringing. 888-677-9673. Or you can call 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. So the phones are starting to light. We will praise the good Lord. I'm looking for 5 people to match that, Joe. 5 people to match that $1,000, what we need.
And God has blessed many of you with that ability out there, and I would just pray that you would consider and do. I want to do a quick story. They're pushing all these electric cars and these batteries. But the truth is the left doesn't care about the world, doesn't care about children. They care about power. There's a story that children are dying like dogs so you can have a better battery. In the Congo, they're using children for slave labor to mine this cobalt that's so needed in these batteries. And I'm looking at some pictures of young children carrying this wet cobalt on their back at this cobalt mine in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Children have been working there. Some of those pictures go back to 2004, and now they put in a big lawsuit filed in 2019 trying to hold some of these technology companies accountable for profiting off the misery of this child labor and requests for this cobalt. We were talking on that clip, right now for these batteries, solar and wind are going to require 34 million metric tons of copper, 40 million tons of lead, 50 million tons of zinc, 162 million tons of aluminum, and 5 billion tons of iron, and then you have all the rare minerals like the cobalt and stuff that go in it. And they don't want to tell you what goes on, the raping of the earth, how they're taking advantage of these poor countries, tearing apart the land to get these minerals for these batteries to go all electric. We did a story quite a while ago about an engineer that was brave enough to speak up, and he said, to mine all this stuff that they need to make these batteries to make the world electric, you're going to have to destroy the whole, and he used a word I can't use on television, something world. You're going to have to destroy the whole place to save it.
But, Joe, one of the largest sources of those minerals that in existence right here in the United States, right here we have one of the largest reserves of those minerals that is needed. But you know what?
They've shut down all our mining like they've shut down the drilling. See, folks, you get the picture of what they're doing. No mining, no drilling, no refineries. Where are we going to get everything? Well, the answer is China, China Joe. Why do you think we call him China Joe? They've got the rare earth. Right now, China is building one coal-fired electric power plant a week. That's 52 they're going to make this year, power plants fired by coal. We are, in this country, the greenies are trying to stop all fossil fuel production use, and yet China is going whole hog, pouring more into the air than we ever would with our cleaner burning coal, with our processes. We're actually, by what we're doing, letting China, India, and these countries do it, we're making pollution worse in the world because our technologies are cleaner, better, safer. You're actually, when you listen to these people, you're helping destroy the environment, the earth, and they're doing it for power and control, not for the environment. They're doing it for the communist revolution, and that is the gospel truth.
All right, Joe, here's something you didn't hear about yesterday, what took place yesterday. And 56 arrested in massive pedophile ring bust in Florida. That's right. According to the reports, the police arrested 56 Democrats and child rapists, sex offenders in a massive pedophile ring bust. During the operation led by U.S. Marshals focusing on child rapists, scores of arrests were made, according to the Osceola County. The Osceola County Sheriff's Office in Florida. The Democratic Party is just flush with pedophilia. Pedophilia now, they want to change it, the name. They want to give it a new name.
Adult minor attraction or something that sounds very law.
It's supported by all the mainstream media. They're all into this. Operation Bad Apple was conducted from March 28th until Friday. The operation had a primary focus, but not limited to, sexual offenders and sexual predators who have prior state or federal convictions for production, transmission, and possession of child pornography, sexual performance of a child, transmission of harmful materials to a minor, or video voyeurism, the sheriff's office said in the press release. The operation yielded 56 arrests of Democrats and predators, in reference to, I put the Democrats in there because the Democratic Party supports pedophilia. They support pedophilia. Okay.
Well, here's why you can put it in. Let me ask you some questions. What party has tried to lower the age of consent continually over the past 50 years?
The Democratic Party.
What party has tried to promote all these pornographic books in the public school system libraries?
The Democratic Party.
What party has tried to show these films and Planned Predators with links to websites that promote sex to young children?
The Democratic Party.
Can you think of one instance in all our time on the radio that Republicans have promoted any of the attacks on the children that we are so against?
No, again, the Democratic Communist Party.
It's always been the Democratic Communist Party, period. Right?
Now, what I have right here in front of me, I've got a picture of Joe Biden. He's sitting, and his little daughter, and she was probably, I would say, okay, you folks out there listening, if you're trying to call and you put on hold, hang in there, because they're trying to give you the address. Many people are calling and wanting the address, so it takes a little while. And so, again, just hang in there. Don't hang up if you called.
Here's the address if you're looking for it. It's WRWL Ministries, 14781, 14781 Sperry Road, Sperry Road, in the city Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. One more time, that's WRWL, that's enough. 14781. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. It is also there on the website, WRWL.org. and hide the children. There's a picture of Pastor Ernie and myself. We don't want to scare any little children, so keep them off.
Well, here, speaking of little children, I've got this picture of Joe Biden when he was a senator, and he's sitting there, and his little daughter is there, and she's wearing, looks like, you know, a pair of shorts, and he's looking at her. And then I've got a picture here. It's loaded, the entire thing, with Biden trying to smell the hair. He's got his face in these women's hair, and these little girls. He's got his hands all over. No, oh my! Here's a picture, Joe, and here, this sheriff. He's a county sheriff, and this guy is huge. Okay, I mean he must weigh better than, well, probably 350 pounds. Great big guy, and here Biden, Joey, has his hand on this sheriff's knee. This sheriff is looking at Biden with a strange look on his face, and there's a guy sitting behind Biden, his aide, and he's looking over the sheriff, and he's looking at Joey's hand on this sheriff's knee. This is an interesting picture. But anyhow, let me go on to the article here. And the article here, it says, okay, we got an update. Let's see where we at now. Okay, right now I need 2,600. We're 2,600 short, folks, of what we need for tonight. 2,600 short. So actually, I need about three people to match my $1,000. Three people. Will be back right after this with more.
Now, the end is near. If you're not saved, then you're hurting. It's him that you should fear. And that's the truth. I know for certain. He gave me life that's eternal. He kept me from going astray. He's God, and this I know. He did it His way. Regrets, he's had none. Not even one that I can mention. He saved you and I. He brought us through without exemption. He planned each charted course, a guiding light along the pathway. For sure, not more or less, He did it His way. Throughout ancient times, I know it's true. There was never anything that He couldn't do. My faith in Him never was any doubt. What He said, He carried out. All in all, as I recall, He did it His way. He lived, He suffered and died, but He arose in power and glory. In Him, I now abide. History is just His story. His word is where life's at. And may I say, not in a shy way, Oh no, no, not me. He did it his way.
For what is a man? What has he got? If not his reward, then he has not. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way.
The two-party system in America that we have today is a result of the Civil War. The Republican Party stood to abolish slavery, and the Democrat Party stood to abolish the Republic. For years after the Civil War, the Democrat Party created Ku Klux Klan, killed black political leaders, kidnapped heads of families, and leaders of churches and community groups. In 1870, John Stevens, a Republican state senator who advocated for the rights of African Americans, was murdered in the Caswell County Courthouse by the Ku Klux Klan as part of a terror campaign being carried out by the Democrat Party. By the end of the century, the Democrat Party helped foster several radical left pro-communist groups, such as the National Labor Union, the Revolutionary Socialist Labor Party, and the Social Democratic Party. In the 1900s, the Democrat Party's new radical left began killing members of law enforcement and government officials in several major U.S. cities, which culminated in 1920 when U.S. Attorney General Alexander Mitchell Palmer ordered a series of raids that targeted these leftist organizations. By the 1940s, the Democrat Party had to go underground with their communist plans to overthrow America. But this did not last long. The leftist media soon labeled this pro-American movement as McCarthyism and portrayed it as un-American. During the early 1970s, with the support of pop culture media, the Democrat Party's Weather Underground started riots, murdered police, and bombed government buildings, including the United States Capitol building. And today, the Democrat Party's anti-American communist crusade has grown into an unstoppable force with the support of Hollywood, the big banks, corporations, and private think tanks, as well as the majority of the Republican Party. Today, the Democrat Party's radical BLM and Antifa are able to murder Americans in cold blood and burn down cities while law enforcement defends them and the average American supports them. What we are witnessing today is the final act of the destruction of individual liberty, natural law, and the Bill of Rights. And what follows will be a tyranny unlike anything we have ever seen in recorded history.
All righty, we are back. Right now, I want to say thank you to Jim in North Carolina, pledge 1,000. All right, Nick.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
Nick in Texas pledges 100. Ron in St. Paul pledges 50. And Michael in Illinois pledges 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, we're running. We've got 10 minutes. We've got 10 minutes left. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. I still need three more people to match my $1,000.
Two more.
All right, I need two more people to match my 1,000. Two more people right now to match my 1,000. They haven't brought the list, but it'll be coming in. Now, Let me go to that article, Joe. I want to finish that off. A Florida woman is under FBI investigation for selling Ashley Biden's diary. The diary is authentic, and the FBI previously raided a Project Veritas for possible theft of the journal belonging to Biden's daughter. Amy Harris, 39, found Ashley Biden's diary in a halfway house in Palm Beach in 2020 and sold it to Project Veritas for $40,000. According to the Daily Mail, and this is why, you know, Biden, this is why he's weaponized the FBI against us. According to the Daily Mail, Ashley Biden, Joe Biden's youngest daughter, left her diary under a mattress on the Palm Beach rehab home. In January 2019 entry, Ashley Biden recalls how she used to shower with her father, Joe Biden, and suggests it may have contributed to a sex addiction. Addiction. Yeah. I've always been boy crazy, Ashley wrote. Hypersexualized at a young age. I remember somewhat being sexualized with a family member. I remember having sex with friends at a young age, showers with my dad. Probably not very appropriate, she says. She wrote in a January 2019 entry, according to the Daily Mail. Ashley Biden, now is 41, has battled drug and alcohol addiction since she was very young. According to her journal entries, Ashley Biden was still using the drugs well. Campaigning for her father, Joe Biden, in 2019. In fact, Joe Biden cried before one of his Democratic debates after Ashley Biden called him to let him know that her drug use led her to financial ruin. Ashley Biden has also struggled in her marriage and had affairs with other men. Joe Biden's son, Hunter, also suggested her struggle with alcohol and drug addiction as well as sex addiction. Okay, and I can see why by taking a look at these pictures with Joe. He's got his hands all over. And it goes on to say here, Biden is in a video touching and sniffing other people's children, and the media refuses to report on it, on any of this today. Of course they're not going to. They've been protecting him all along. But now, I've noticed, Joe, this kind of starting to turn on him a little bit. Have you noticed that?
A bit, because they are trying to nicely, you know, try and back out that we're going to have somebody else in 2024. And, you know, but, yeah, they've had it with him. They just don't really know how to get rid of him or what to do.
All right, guess what? I got to bring it down to where I'm looking up here. I start with who? Anonymous. In New York, pledges 200. Anonymous in, well, let me see. Yeah, and wait a minute. You've got two New Yorks here. Pledges, okay, another anonymous in New York pledges 100. Leo in Massachusetts pledges 350. Joseph in Massachusetts pledges 40. Dwayne. Dwayne in San Francisco, or no, San Diego. San Diego pledges 30. Jose, is that Jose, in Dallas, pledges 50. Larry in Cleveland pledges 50. Is that Sader in Michigan? Sader in Michigan pledges 100. Anonymous in San Diego, 50. Eileen in San Diego, 25. And Judy in Michigan pledges 1,000. Okay.
Well, you got another match in your hearing from San Diego. Hopefully enough, you know, some people out there will continue.
We're 500 short. We're 500 short of having, wait a minute, another one just come in. I don't know if that's a new one. Let me look here. Let me see this one on the list right here. Judy in Michigan. I mentioned her, but I'm looking to. Okay, yeah, that's right. She's here. Alrighty, so we're still 500. We're 500 short. We need 500 before. Yeah.
The next few minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we could use another 5,000. In fact, actually, Joe, we could use another 50,000 right now. But
we could. But we'll take what the good Lord gives us.
Amen.
One story that needs to be done. There's an MSNBC analyst, Cornell Belcher, is a black gentleman. He's says Democrats have to scare the hell out of voters by saying they could lose democracy. He was on MSNBC's Deadline, the White House. He's encouraged what it is there. Well, you're going to lose your democracy. Well, like I said earlier in the program, folks, we don't have one. We have a constitutional republic, and that's what I'm afraid of being lost without following the Constitution. But you see, instead of arguing, they use intimidation, they use emotion, they use anger. We've got to scare the minority voters so they'll vote Democrat. Why? Because they're losing the Latinos. Most of the Latinos are coming over to the Republican side because the values.
Yeah, here's another reason, Joe. Because of
an article.
Yeah, here's another reason right now.
Running.
Here's another reason. Here's this woman here, college professor who fantasized about massacring, killing mass amounts of white people. She gets promoted. That's right. The professor nominated at Emerson College to be in its new dean of graduate and professional studies is a woman who fantasizes about killing white people, lots and lots of white people. After all, her writings confirmed
that story a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
Well, we mentioned on it, but I don't think we covered it all the way.
No, we didn't really cover it. We didn't mention it.
She believes that black women and white women never will be involved in friendships. Okay, there you go, folks. Now, where is this hatred coming from? Could that be from burn, loot, and murder or Black Lives Matter?
Sounds like it. It would come from places like that because it's sure not coming from people I know, and you know a lot of black people. I know a lot of black people, and I don't see it coming from them.
No, it's coming from, well, it's coming from the Antichrist world systems where it's coming from.
Right. They're trying to get everybody to hate one another, to not trust, not care for one another. They're trying to, like the Bible says, a nation divided against itself cannot stand, so they're trying to divide us by color, by race, by age, by politics, by sex, you name it.
That word that you couldn't remember before, Joe, here's one from the Daily Bell, and it talks about the tax-exempt foundation rebranding pedophilia as age play. And that's what the Democrats, they don't want to call it pedophilia anymore. They want to call it age play.
Oh, and age play, yes.
They're promoting it, the Democratic Communist Party now. And I'm sure you'll see that in their platform soon. They've gone totally apostate, totally antichrist. And so here, all right, let me see. What do we have here? Sandra in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Sandra.
Yeah, hey, did you hear that Biden wants to punish those border agents? Remember the border agents on the horses that were turning the people back? And he got out there and yelled about how they were whipping the poor. There wasn't any whipping. I watched the film. Nobody got whipped. They were using that whipping with the horses back and forth. Those were quarter horses, and they were herding the people like they would herd cattle. But keeping them back, nobody got hurt, nobody got whipped, but Biden wants them to be disciplined, and these multiple agents out there, and the union, everybody is upset. The Border Patrol union and agents are really mad. They said the agents down there in the border right now are so, the word was beyond pissed. That was not my phrase, that's theirs. They're beyond pissed off, and they are angry as can be. This is an agency, the federal government, that's being told to stand down, can't do their job. Morale is horrible. They're watching the country be destroyed. They're watching drugs come. They're watching the human smuggling take place, and they are upset. They are angry, and I...
All right, Joe, we are up against it right now. We're up against it. And so Pastor Hal was supposed to be here. He's having problems with his telephone. But he was supposed to be. Hal, if you're listening, it's now or never. You got to get in here. And, well, again, I'll take it from here because I know he's been having his problems with his phone. And what we've been saying throughout the program tonight, people are starting to notice. Now, Joe, all of the things that are happening right now, if you go to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and you read that, do we see exactly what our society has become? Do we see all of these things falling right into place exactly the way God's Word, the Bible, said they would be? If we go to Matthew 24 and take a look at it, so we understand these things. We understand all is happening out there. And if people really did, they would understand they're in some hard times. And
yes.
And folks, again, at the end of these hard times, again, that we, you know, the point that we're trying to make, the major purpose of this ministry is to get as many people into heaven and out of hell as possible. We don't hate anybody like they hate us. We know how horrible it is. That's why we keep telling them, repent or perish, you see.
See,
there is no in-between. God doesn't give you a third choice. It's repent or perish.
He wants none to perish. He makes it quite clear. He wishes all would come to him and be saved.
Absolutely. And so, folks, we are still about 300 short of what we need. We need to get that. Okay. All right. I think we just made it. Okay. All righty. Now, again, so we're coming to this point right now where the one thing that's going to matter to you more than anything else, and that's everybody out there listening, is you're standing with the Lord Jesus. You are going to die. That will happen. That is going to happen. I know a lot of the young people, they don't think about this. You hear them saying party hardy. They don't get it. And they don't realize, too, that God decides at the time they leave this planet. And it doesn't mean you're going to have to get old. A whole lot of young people are going to be going and not expecting at all. Hardly any of them are. And folks, if they're at the age of accountability and they refuse the Lord Jesus, if they did not accept him, well, they're going to a very, very hot place forever. That's reality.
A lot of young people die from alcohol-related, driving fast, you know, they die, a lot of them.
Well, right now I got an article over here, Joe, where the county sheriffs are saying don't pick up, if you see a wad of dollars, don't pick it up because it could have fentanyl on it. That's one of the things that they're playing now. And people see some money rolled up, they pick it up, it's got fentanyl on it, and they're dead in a few minutes. A lot of these young folks are going to die from these drugs. But anyhow, the bottom line is Christ said this, pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness. This is what he said. Repent, ask for forgiveness, call upon his name, ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without reservations, and you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit, and you'll be on the road to eternal life. If you refuse to do that, things are going to go south. Till tomorrow, good night, God bless, and always, always
keep
fighting
the fight. The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.